understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
TGIF! I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepard, Chris spinning the stacks of wax. Scheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for tuning in on a Friday. The 5 o'clock hour is here. We're good to go. If you are just getting off work and you are a Dolphins fan, Chris's mic is on. If you want to call, fins up, everybody. Nice win last night, 239-337
ESPN. Saskatchewan, hello.
239-337-3776 is the number. We'll hear from you, your chance to spout out your optimism. We've got a full slate of, almost full slate of college football tomorrow. The big boys are playing. Great NFL slate for week number 3. I mean, we're ready to go.
It's back, yep. Baby.
And the MAC, all of a sudden, all of all these conferences are coming back, and they all of a sudden, the MAC conference is now going to start up on November 4th. They'll likely play weeknights only through November before transitioning to Saturdays in December. They will also, the COVID testing program, 4 antigen tests per week. And all positive tests needing confirmation, any student athlete with a positive test will enter a cardiac screening protocol. So 6-game season for the MAC. They open November 4th. MAC title game December 18th or 19th. 4 antigen tests per week starting October 5th. PCR test if antigen test is positive. No fans in the stands.
All right. I got to read this text real quick from Winnie the Pooh. Every Friday, my drive home consists of terrible Miley Cyrus, Otis's cynicism, and Sean's delusion.
I love it.
Have a great weekend. By the way, those two are on hold. Stand by. Time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
All right, the Miami Heat can advance to the NBA Finals tonight if they defeat the Boston Celtics. Watch it, 8:30 on ESPN. The Tampa Bay Lightning can get within one game of hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup in front of nobody. They are on NBC this evening against the Dallas, almost said Mavericks, it's the Stars. They play hockey
definitely
with
Chris.
The Stars. College football's back everywhere except 3 places across the country. And it's Friday, and I didn't really prepare for anything else.
All right.
Well, one thing, college game day coming to Coral Gables tomorrow. Kirk Herbstreit, though, said he came in contact with COVID. He's tested negative twice. But to be safe, he's going to call Saturday's game from his home in Nashville. Chris Fowler, doing play-by-play, will call the game from Hard Rock.
Okay. Very good. Our phone number, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That is the phone number. We'll start it off with birthday boy. It was his birthday yesterday, my man Otis. Happy birthday, Otis. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell Winnie the Pooh to talk about Tigger instead of me.
So what did you get for your birthday yesterday?
Keep it clean.
My kids got me like a wallet, and the old lady got me a... another watch to add to my collection, a wooden one.
Ooh, you're a watch guy, huh?
Yes, I'm a watch guy. I watch the time. Everything's time. Time is money.
I
got to say, the biggest gift came from my company. I got a 2020 Ram 2500 four-wheel drive diesel pickup.
Oh,
whoa, really?
Nice.
Very nice. Good.
So, I like my company.
Your company, you're the boss, so you bought yourself your own present.
Yes, for the tune of 50-plus grand.
Yeah, that's what they go for.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it.
Yeah, I like me a lot.
Yeah, you like me.
How'd that go over with the missus?
She knew I was on it because, she knew I needed bigger, something bigger. I'm hauling a lot of weight. You know, I'm pulling 10, 15,000 pounds worth of lumber and equipment around to do stuff. So
yeah,
my 1,500 was getting beat. So before I destroyed it, gotta let it go.
Good move. Good move. Nice.
Good birthday, though. Good birthday dinner. Barbecue. Sweet. Got some great brisket. Great cake.
Otis, is there anything better than a well-done brisket?
Not much. It was
the
really
best.
Tender.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal.
And then raspberry, what was it? Raspberry white white birthday cake with a buttercream.
Oh, yum.
Buttercream. Woo!
Yeah, so, you know, we'll be fighting over some of the leftovers for that tonight.
There you go.
No doubt.
But it was, you know, it was great. And the kids made their own cards. They're kind of artsy, so they drew me stuff. So, you know.
Oh, that's nice. That's great. Cool.
Sounds absolutely delightful.
Nice.
Delightful. Good. Thanks to everybody for, you know, the well wishes out there.
Yeah, we had a lot of them.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah, we got a lot of people texting us.
Your
wife texted in yesterday and said it's your birthday, and so we broadcast it, and then people started texting in well wishes.
All good well wishes. Nothing bad. All good.
Otis, yeah, Pete wanted to sing you happy birthday like Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe style. That'd be
I also wanted to send you a male exotic dancer, but they wouldn't let me.
If you do that, I'm going to show up on your doorstep with him. I'm going to beat the hell out of him and hand him to you. Send me a damn girl if you want to see. Send me a guy in speedos. I don't want to see that. I'm going to up for that when I build a German house. Good stuff coming up. I'm glad we got some decent college coming up. I expect Miami to beat Florida State and my one employer to be miserable on Monday. And, life is good. I'll go Florida State.
Are you going to be able to watch any football this weekend? You're working 8 days a week.
But actually my 3-year-old turns 4 tomorrow. So
birthday.
I've been given an ultimatum, so there will be no work tomorrow.
Gotcha. Good call.
So no work tomorrow. The kid's birthday party's at the house. And, I'll be a statue again on Sunday when Red Zone comes on. So
all right.
Everybody will know where I'm at.
All right.
All righty.
Sounds good, Otis.
Have a great weekend, Otis.
Thank you. Happy, you guys, too.
Happy birthday. Thanks. And happy birthday to your daughter. His daughter's been on the show. The young one has even. We heard her in the background before. And then the teenager comes on. Yeah. So, it's all a family affair. All right. Sean, the Giants fan. Sean, a lot of people think your Giants are actually going to win this weekend.
I'm one of them. How can they not?
So I'm not the only one this time. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one this time. That's a start. Here we go. It's kind of sad that if we do win this, it's going to be sad that it had to be off of based off an injured 49ers roster, because if they were at full health, there was no way we were going to win that game.
No shot.
That's true. You got George Kittle, Garoppolo, Coleman, Ford, and Greenlaw.
It's kind of sad for Joe Judge to get his his first win off of an injured roster, but also see how well the Giants can do without Saquon. I can't wait to see Devontae Freeman in the backfield. That should be interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm wanting to see how he's going to do, but if anything, I think it's more of a bigger test for that Giants offensive line.
Yes.
Even though we're going against, they don't have Bosa and Solomon Thomas, I think it's just more of, is this Giants offensive line finally ready to communicate? Because I noticed when I was watching the Chicago Bear game, they improved on doing somewhat on the run block. Barkley almost had a big hole before he tore his ACL, which was saddening, because I guarantee if he didn't tear it, he would have run some touchdowns.
I got to tell you, it's one of the toughest things I've ever seen. A guy dislocates his elbow and then comes back into the game only to lose the ACL.
They got to win this game.
I saw him get hit in the leg with the helmet by one of the Chicago Bear defenders. I saw him get back. Like, he stumbled but picked himself back up. I'm like, if he doesn't get hit again, he's going to run for the touchdown.
All right.
And then when he got hit that second time is when he was finished. As soon as he saw him at the ground, I saw he wasn't getting back up after that.
Sean, I need an official. I want to start doing this on Friday. I need an official score prediction for your Giants this weekend.
Oh, I can do that every Friday.
All right. What do you got?
What do you got?
Seeing how it's Giants still, learning with the new head coach and everything, Daniel Jones is actually getting better. We're going to do probably a low score affair. It's going to be probably a 7-point game. I'm going to go between Giants 21 and 49ers 14.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's reasonable.
I'll hold you to it, Sean.
All right, Sean, have a good weekend. Enjoy the game. Good luck to your Giants.
Enjoy the game.
All right, we got a little rivalry
here.
We know that Pete is a Patriots fan. Raider Mike, we know who he roots for. We've got a rematch of the Tuck game this weekend. Raider Mike, how are you?
I already had that rematch a couple times.
What is up, gentlemen?
What's happening?
What's up?
Anyway, entertainment, got to see Tenet and Ratchet.
Oh, yeah. Ratchet's the prequel on for the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah.
And they released Cuckoo's Nest, so you can check that out.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's going to rock. Sorry about Boston. I think Miami's going to take it.
Yeah, me too.
Spins up, guys. Wow. check them out. They look good.
Fins up.
Yeah.
Tua's going to have to sit a couple more weeks now, man.
Tons of friends down there are very, very happy today. And they won't shut up. So, anyway, let them have their day.
Yeah.
As far as the Raider game, it's going to be tight. I'm calling it 33-32, the revenge of the Tuck rule. Come up and...
Raider Mike, as you know, the following year, the Patriots started off 4-0, but they played in Oakland. The two games they played in Oakland that year, and Oakland beat them pretty badly at the end of the season. Remember that? It was a Monday night game of it, too.
Oh, yeah, but check this out. One of my best friends is a Patriot. Mm-hmm. In fact, he is my best friend. He was at that Tuck rule game, and I had a big party for that game. And
who didn't?
Well, I was so angry after they did that I had about a $2,400 old school big roll around big screen. I put my foot through this television.
Oh,
it's not worth it.
I told my buddy Glenn, get out of my house or I will beat you.
Oh my God.
Well, I could also bring up, I was 11 years old. I was 9 or 10 years old in 76 for the Ben Dreith game and the Sugar Bear Hamilton and that crappy call, too.
All right, Raider Mike, good luck. We'll see how they do. Call us on Monday. Gator Ray! Wonder who he's rooting for. Gator Ray, you're
Gator Ray.
Sheeman Shepherd. Hello.
Ready? Go, Gators! SEC football, boys!
That's right!
You ready for Lane Kiffin?
Oh.
What?
Are you ready? Lane Kiffin, coaches Mississippi.
I say it's a 17-point win.
Might be.
Well, the spread is 14.
Almost, 13 and a half.
Yeah, 14. Yeah.
I think we'll cover it. Even though, you know, they usually come off strong right up front, I think we're really talented this year and have a really good shot.
Agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, totally are you agree. Also a Chargers fan?
Yes, I am, and I am in love with the rookie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get him again, Justin Herbert.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Tyrod. I really do.
I don't. I think he stinks.
He's above average.
I don't. I like him. I just think now is the time. And it's obviously, you know, Herbert is ready, or at the very least just needs more time. Why not give it to him now? I mean, the team looked a lot better with him out there than it did with Tyrod the week before. And I think if he can come out this week and show out for Carolina – I don't know how coach goes back to Tyrod without getting ripped.
He won't. Your team's going to be 2-1. They're going to beat the Panthers, I think, pretty soundly. And I was so impressed with this kid's poise coming in seconds before kickoff because Tyrod unfortunately got punctured.
All right, Gator Ray, good luck, man. I appreciate you calling. Call us on Monday. Call us on Monday. Let's see. Yeah, you end up losing your job because your doctor punctured your lung. Derek. Wants to talk Bucks and Broncos. Yeah. What's up, Derek?
Derek.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
What's happening?
Hey, we're doing good. Hey, I'm a Tampa fan. I'm just I'm kind of curious. I know it's still early on in the season and whatnot, but I'm just getting the chemistry down. There's a lot of new pieces and whatnot with Tom Brady, Gronk, and Fournette.
Gronk's a blocker.
I feel like this would be like a good game. You know, where maybe they they get the score a lot of points, you know what I mean? And I just want to see if they're not going to struggle. What do you guys take on that?
Well, Godwin's back this week, so you got Godwin and Evans. And Gronk wasn't targeted much last week. The one time he was, Brady threw it over his head last pick. But, all I know, Tom's experiences with New England and Denver, 6-8, a couple of really, really tough, heartbreaking losses. But this is a different year, different team, different personnel. The Broncos are really, really banged up. So I think the Buccaneers go in there and they get the job done.
I got the over-under on Tom Brady picks at 1.5.
I got him at 0.
I got him at a W. I'm with you, Chris. I got him at a 0.
No, I think that this is a spot that Tampa needs to come out, put this game away early. Denver is beat up on both sides of the football.
I want to see Tampa Bay come out like Miami did last night. First drive, boom, 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 boom,
and,
boom.
And
get it done.
There is no reason why they couldn't go out and do that.
Yep.
They should go out there. They should control the game from start to finish. This is one of those games for Tampa. It's a business trip. You go out there, you beat the Broncos down in front of their 250 fans that they're allowing in Mile High, and you get back on the plane and come back to the warm weather of Tampa.
Yeah,
let's go to Billy. Billy wants to talk some Saquon Barkley on 99.3 ESPN. Hi, Billy.
Billy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fantastic. What's up?
So, I was listening to Sean talking about Saquon and the Giants. I'm a big Giants fan. Yep. Is it safe to say that that was arguably his last game in a Giants uniform?
No.
Why would you say that?
This is year three of a five-year...
Why would they not trade him?
Why?
He's going to get paid. He's going to be getting paid, what, next year or the year after?
Yeah, okay, well, so are you of the opinion that you shouldn't pay the running back?
No, absolutely. You shouldn't pay the running back. Shouldn't draft him in the top 5, 10, let alone first round.
My guy right there. My man.
All right, you're going to have Devontae.
It makes no sense. Like, look at the 49ers. They have Raheem Mostert running 100 yards a game.
Not anymore.
Well,
not this week.
Yeah. Okay, but
I know what you're saying. But and they had Brady too.
To his point, with Miles Gaskin was the seventh round pick.
What Saquon did so far this year in the run game, I could do.
You're not wrong.
Well,
you're not wrong. 6 yards against the Steelers.
Yeah.
Well,
that line is awful.
All right. Well, how do you feel about Devontae Freeman this week? Deion Lewis. Who else you got? Wayne Gallman. Who else?
Devontae Freeman is another like. He's got another knee injury on the way or concussion. I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. You don't pay these guys. You can't.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just talking about this week, how you feel about it.
Well, this week, it's the 49ers don't have a line much anymore. I don't know.
Well, your Giants should
I'm
win this week.
I'm interested to see how the receivers play, to be honest.
Billy, I got to be honest with you, man. You piqued my interest with this Saquon Barkley trade.
As soon as he got hurt, I mean, first off, his elbow, whatever. As soon as I seen him on the ground, I said, well, I'm going to burn my Saquon jersey because he's gone.
Ugh. Oh, wow. That's cold.
But he's right. I mean, it's such a...
But think about it. Like, we could... I mean, you're not going to get a first-round pick for Saquon Barkley coming off a torn ACL, but a couple seconds for some offensive linemen and defensive...
Sure.
It's defensive line heavy in this draft.
Heady play.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like it.
All right, Billy, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
What a great call
That's
that
interesting.
Was.
So they got Golden Tate, Darius Slayton, Damian Ratley for the receivers. So I told you, Braxton Berrios is your number two guy for the Jets this week. That's how banged up the Jets are. I'm rooting for him. I hope he does well.
Yeah.
Maybe he finally gets an opportunity to play a lot. But, man, the Jets are just an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster.
These fans are guys laying on the ground with a broken elbow and a broken knee. Get rid of him. He gone.
I mean, it's such a – Gettleman won't do that. It's way too smart of a move for Gettleman.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But, man.
Let's go back to the phones.
Yep.
Evan.
What a play.
Fin's up. What's up, Evan?
What's up, Evan?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How we doing?
Good.
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, man. I know we saw the game. I know we saw the game last night, and I mean, you know, Fitzmagic was looking pretty good with the 18 of 20 and the 2 touchdowns. But I mean, the season obviously, I think it's going to be a wash personally. And when do you think they'll pull the plug on him and throw in Tua?
I think it's been delayed for another week.
Yeah,
to be honest with you,
I think he just, you know, as usual, he'll play himself out of the lineup whenever. Or maybe it's a best case scenario for the Dolphins if he's still playing in Week 10 or 11. I think the Dolphins, that means they're having a pretty good season.
No, I agree with that too. And just another quick question: what about the trajectory of Mike Gesicki? He's looking really nice.
I love him. I've been waiting for 3 years for this guy to blossom. It's finally happened. And he had some big of a case of the drops his rookie year and everything else, but that guy's a beast.
Yeah.
He is one of the best tight ends in the game.
Thank you, Evan.
Now, it was a pretty quiet night last night for Gesicki, but I mean, one catch that he reels in goes for a touchdown and what was a spectacular throw from Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It was an awesome throw. That was a third touchdown pass, right? I think it was. And the
just used, I think it was C.J. Henderson, who they were targeting all night last night.
He's also making it. You know, other guys are getting open because he's being, you know, covered now. Sometimes double teamed so much. Here's the Jets starting offense Sunday. Sam Darnold, Frank Gore, Chris Hogan, Braxton Berrios, Josh Malone, your receivers, Chris Herndon, your tight end. Okay, you know.
Herndon's not bad.
Chris Hogan's a good receiver. Braxton Berrios is
he was good in college.
A small version of Edelman, but which is not saying a lot.
You're right.
But I think he's got a lot of heart. I think he's got a Danny Woodhead type of heart, a lot of guts. I'm that's the only reason why I would watch that game is to watch him.
All right. That is
that
how
fun.
A football Friday should go with the callers. Loved it. Good job, all of you. 239-337 ESPN. We should be hearing from Harry Carey when we come back as
Maybe.
Well.
How about this? Dolphins Jaguars average more viewers than Lakers Nuggets. TNT's pre- and post-game shows outdrew the NFL networks, which is okay.
So everybody turned in to hear Barkley and then left when the game started to go and watch some football. That's interesting.
And the demos, virtual tie in 18-49, NFL won by 3/10, NBA wins in 18-34, NFL wins the big one at 25-54. That's nice. Where the money is, in case you don't know.
Listen, Sunday at 3:30 for the Buccaneers, headed to Mile High to take on the banged-up Denver Broncos. Buccaneer football in Southwest Florida is brought to you by My Shower Door. Want to see more? The Boathouse on Naples Bay, Creel Tractor, and Signs in One Day in Fort Myers off Alico Road. Sheeman and Shepherd on a Friday on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday.
Now, Billy Joel is a small part of that show, The Boys. I'm telling Chris, you got to watch it. It is so, I'm into halfway through season two, and it is so up your alley beyond belief. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal show.
Once I get into television season, I'm it's on the top of my list.
Well, try the first episode tonight before you go to bed or something.
No, it's a Friday. It's a drinking night in my
after
household. Here's my problem. And I read
Chris is telling you he can't be bothered till March.
I tried this with The Mandalorian, right? I'd sit outside, have a few cocktails, hang out with the wife or whatever, listen to some music.
Yeah.
And then I'd try to sit down because The Mandalorian would come out on Friday nights and try to watch it. And I'd wake up Saturday going, oh, man, I didn't watch The Mandalorian. And I'd go to pull it back up on Disney Plus, and it says that I watched it. No recollection of it at all.
Wow.
I don't know if I fell asleep too quickly or what. Again. Yeah, so then you watch it again. But, you know, We got Premier League action this weekend. I mean, it's a busy time for sports.
How are you squeezing in Premier League action into this conversation? This is the greatest weekend of football we've had in since last year.
Across the globe, greatest weekend of football. You're absolutely correct,
American
Craig.
Football.
Crystal Palace, Manchester United, they kick off the action tomorrow morning, 7:30. How about that?
You getting up for that? Oh, you're already up.
7:30? I'll be up. Come on.
Not me.
The pot of coffee will have been brewed.
7:30? I will be on. I'll be teeing off at 7:30.
The bacon will be in the oven.
Sorry, 7:40.
7:30, I'll be rolling over to the other side, the cool side of my bed.
The eggs will be whisked in the bowl, and I will be heating up the saucepan to cook the eggs.
You know what I got this week? My wife got this awesome electric, I think it's a Presto model of a grill, a black grill. I mean, make eggs and pancakes with.
Oh,
that kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
Wow. You don't need oil or anything like that. Man, phenomenal.
Yeah.
What a difference. What a difference.
Very good. It is, you can forget about all that good food. Today is Hug a Vegetarian Day.
They need it.
Please.
You could break them.
They're in a bad mood all the time because they can't get any good food.
And now there's a difference between a vegetarian and a vegan.
Well, yeah, there always has been.
Well, what?
Yeah, vegetarians.
Vegan's a step more.
They won't consume.
You can say it lower.
They can't consume anything that has animal
fat.
Like, they won't do milk because a cow was alive.
They won't do peanuts.
Thing.
Right, yeah.
Well, now, why not peanuts?
There's something about the oil that it's cooked in.
Really?
It's so ridiculous.
That's stupid. It's National Bakery Day for those of you who like real food.
Well, vegetarians could have bakery
Yeah, I guess
items.
You could, but vegans cannot.
Correct.
And I tried it. We do vegetarian at least once a week, sometimes twice for supper. I mean, I'm not saying, like I said, my only contention is some of these earthy crunchies out there that ate so much meat, you would think they were cows and horses. But when they were growing up and then had this epiphany when all of a sudden they were 25 or 30 years old and don't allow their kids to enjoy the same things that they did growing up, and they've been the first to bitch and moan and cry, what do you mean I can't have a hamburger?
No, my wife tried that one time. Hey, we don't have to have a protein with our dinner tonight. And I said, no, you're wrong. We do have to have a protein with our dinner. That's what I eat.
What is her idea of a non-protein dinner? Just like a nice salad?
Well, you can get protein from non-meat. You can get protein from non-meat, but still.
Yeah, but what kind of boring-ass dinner would you have without protein?
Not the point. There's a lot of ways to go.
I'm asking Chris. His wife throws this down on him. I'm curious. What do you have? Like when she wants
tried
to-
it one time. I forgot what it was, but I threw a fit.
You can have stuffed peppers. You can have stuffed
mushrooms.
Yeah,
but like that's an appetizer.
But you can make it a big couple of big peppers stuffed with some quinoa and some other veggies. Craig finally likes melanzani.
Eggplant parm.
Yeah. We just got an update from Harry Carey. He's stuck in a meeting. Hey, guys! I'll call in if he gets out on time.
No excuses!
It's all right. It is also National Cooking Day, National Crab Meat Newberry Day. I don't know what Crab Meat Newberry is.
Newberry's a place in Massachusetts.
Newburyport. It is Lobster Day, and I am actually, by accident, wearing a lobster shirt, the Kramer Seinfeld shirt, the white shirt with the red lobsters all over it.
It wasn't Crab Newberg. I know Crab Newberg, but not Crab.
It says Crab Meat Newberg. That could be the same thing.
Oh, no, Crab Meat Newberg, yeah, not Newberry. You said Newberry.
I can't read my writing sometimes.
I was going to say.
You know that happens.
You've had Crab Meat Newberg before.
Have I?
Yeah.
You just don't know it.
I've had crab meat.
Is that the imitation crab?
I've had both.
No, I think it's in a cream sauce. Usually served with rice and veggies.
Mm. It is also National Quesadilla Day. That's good. Quesadilla.
Love quesadillas.
Yeah.
Love quesadillas.
It's like a crab risotto, sort of.
One of the most underrated dishes in the world is a quesadilla. There's so many ways
really
to
dish,
spruce
it's a
it up.
Handheld food.
Absolutely.
It's a dish, Craig. Is a sandwich a dish? Yes.
And the best thing about ordering a quesadilla, no matter what, is that usually you can split it with two or three people.
No,
I
have my own.
Well,
that's my
I
quesadilla.
Know you do.
If you want a quesadilla, order your own damn quesadilla.
Right.
But
right.
Usually they serve. They're pretty. Because
I take
big.
I take a bite of it. I'm dipping it in the sour cream. I'm dipping it in the guac.
Well, you can have your own sides.
Putting a big scoop of salsa on it as well. Oh. And I'm disgusting when I eat a quesadilla. There's cheese hanging out of the corner of my mouth, chicken coming out of my nose. Phenomenal food.
We're getting Harry Carey's getting some backlash on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line for not being here. He says Buckeye says back it up. Beep beep beep. 5:40 Friday meeting. What is that? And then Thirsty Nick says tell Harry Carey he needs to commit. He just called. He's on the other line.
PC guy says, sandwich better that I can make. 5 vegan meals you will all enjoy and like a lot. No, I have no doubt about that, PC guy. I'm not saying I don't enjoy. I like a lot of vegetarian meals. I'm saying to force it on me every single day.
Yeah.
I'm out of all of that. PZ says, in my Spanish-Italian house, the salad is after the meal. It's not my appetizer. Yeah, it was like that in my house, too, for many years on the whole. Yeah, that's very European-esque. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been clamoring for it. It is a few minutes later than normal, but he has delivered here. Is Harry Carey.
About time.
Harry!
Hey, guys! How's it going on a Friday afternoon?
Who are you meeting with? The Wrigley family?
How come you have a meeting at 5:40 on a Friday, man? That's bad.
It happens sometimes. I'm working for these slam drivers out here getting ready for the games today.
So what else is new?
Hey, you know what? I like quesadillas too, guys.
What kind?
I like mine made with the green cheese of the boom. Green cheese quesadillas. That's my favorite.
Green cheese?
Green.
Oh, green.
Like the moon is made of green cheese.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carey.
Harry.
Hey, I was pretty spot on with the pick last week, but I was a little off on the score.
Yes, you did go 3-0. Your Buffalo pick was the closest. You had the Bills beating the Dolphins 50-7, the Packers beating the Lions 72-5, and the Seahawks beating the Pats 106-4.
I felt like I was a little bit closer on the Detroit game.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Craig.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
So how are you guys feeling about your games this week?
Feel great.
I think my Lions are going to lose again.
Yes.
Instead of a tie at Arizona like last year, they'll just go down there and get beat properly.
You know what I like about the Lions is they always lose the games they're supposed to win and win the games that they're supposed to lose.
Yeah, there's some there. Yes. Yeah.
So do you think the Lions are going to win this weekend?
Well, of course not. Not this weekend. I just like to think of sometimes they could do it, but most of the time they don't. I'm going to take the Cardinals this weekend.
Okay.
Good. I'm going to lay the points. And I got Cardinals 57, Lions 6.
All right, that sounds good. All right, what else you got?
What else?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Harry.
How you feeling about the Dolphins this week?
Fantastic. Fantastic. I know you're in a meeting. You got really important stuff to do, but I think that the Dolphins to the moon this year. Sky is the limit.
I don't know. I think the Jaguars are looking pretty good. I really like Gardner Minshew's mustache.
It's a solid mustache, no doubt about it.
Are you a mustache guy or a beard guy?
I don't really like either, but you know, with a mustache like that, you can't go wrong.
So, Harry, you think the Jaguars will beat the Dolphins this weekend?
I'm taking the Jaguars as a landslide by at least 30 points.
Okay, very good. What about what Pete's got his Patriots, the Tuck rule game, the Raiders. Yeah,
the Patriots dominate.
Do you think the Patriots are going to beat the Raiders?
I do. I think the Raiders are very banged up right now. I do.
I think I agree with you. How about that Cam Newton, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I don't know about that hair, though. It looks like something silly. It looks like he's wearing a wig.
Yeah, a little bit there, sometimes. There. Yeah,
I can't imagine that Bill Belichick appreciates it.
No.
I know I sure do.
Did you see that holy shirt that Bill Belichick wore at his press conference? It had like 8 holes in it.
Well, he's never been much of a man of style. I mean, he won't even wear a shirt with full sleeves.
No, he won't. He won't.
Do you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't even wear shirts, except for mainly when I'm out in public.
Mainly.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, though, Pete. I think the Patriots are going to win this week.
Okay. Yeah. Solid.
Have a score?
It's going to be close.
Okay.
6-4. You're going to squeak one out against those pesky Raiders.
Two safeties for the Raiders?
Yeah. Sounds good.
No, it's actually all safety.
Yeah.
Oh.
Three safeties for the Patriots and 2 for the Raiders. Okay,
that's good.
You got it. That's right. And finally, I'm gonna have to go with the Bills. Josh Allen's quite the player. You know that?
Yeah. Pretty good. 450 yards last week.
He was dropping a few dimes with the Dolphins, wasn't he, Chris?
Yeah.
There were a couple.
It was pretty. I'm going to go Bills 42.
Yeah.
Rams 29.
Okay.
All right.
That's a real score.
That's reasonable.
Wow.
It's shocking.
Well, you guys know I'm a big Bills fan, so I'm trying to be realistic. But they always start 2-0 and finish 6-10.
Yeah, that could happen.
We'll see if Josh Allen's for real this week. Yeah. Really looking forward to it.
Yes.
But not as much as I'm looking forward to what you got. Yeah. Hope you guys have a good weekend.
You
we'll
too, Harry.
We'll be back on the picks this week. Comes with.
All right, Harry. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, love it. What a great way to end the week, ladies and gentlemen.
So Harry Carey's picks this week: Cardinals 57, Lions 6, Patriots 6, Raiders 4,
all
and
safeties.
Bills. Yes, all safeties, not 2 field goals or a miss. That's your point. Bills 42, Rams 29. That game would hit the over.
Yeah, it might. Oh man.
That is good.
My face hurts from laughing.
That was funny.
All right, if you missed any of our show today, like Harry Carey or Pigskin Picks or Gabe Morenci, be sure to download the podcast at 99.3ESPN.com on the 99.3ESPN app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review so you never miss anything from the show. as Harry said, what you got next? Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What you got on this day in history for September 25th? Birthdays. William Faulkner, 1897. Christopher Reeve, Superman, 1952. Catherine Zeta-Jones, 1969. Happy birthday.
Wife of?
Michael Douglas.
Yes.
In 1926, Pete Shepard, the NHL granted franchises to the Chicago Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings, the original. How about that?
Two of the original six.
Al Kaline in 1955 became the youngest batting champ at age 20. He was like Tyler Hero before Tyler Hero.
For?
The Tigers.
Yes.
The Red Sox.
No, Tigers.
No. Also, God. Speaking of the Tigers.
Bite your tongue.
And the Mets. Rusty Staub on this day in 1984 joined Ty Cobb. The only ones to hit home runs as a team and in your 40s.
Rusty Staub, stocky little feller. Man, he played for everybody.
Did Griffey never do that? I guess he wouldn't have been up in the big leagues when he was. Yeah,
I think he was 20 something.
No, you're right. Early 20s.
Happy birthday, Phil Rizzuto. He's in a Seinfeld episode, by the way.
Well, the Pez dispensary. Right. Phil's also passed away. But
Hubie Brown, always loved him.
Hubes.
Cheryl Teagues. I didn't realize she was born in 1947. Mm. The original supermodel there, yes. Chris. You wouldn't know who she is.
Yeah, awesome.
I wouldn't know who she is?
No. Sports Illustrated.
No, you wouldn't.
How about she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Would that sway your...
Like 30 years ago.
Okay, that doesn't mean I don't know who she is.
I think they did. I think she was on like 5 or 6 years ago. Didn't they do like an ode to the...
Old persons.
Well, yeah. Not they still look awesome.
Bob McAdoo, no. Happy birthday. What? No?
Pete said they still look awesome.
A lot of them do.
You said no?
Yeah.
Not all of them. Oh. You said they, like all of them. Oh,
Sylvester Croom. By the way, he was born in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide.
Scottie Pippen, John Lynch, Matt Hasselbeck, Chauncey Billups, and your boy Rocco Baldelli. You better send him a text.
I already did.
All right.
He's going to come on with us this year.
Right. So wait. 2 years later.
I'm telling you.
What you got, Pete? Get him.
All right. Prophet Pete, Lightning score tonight. Even though Stamkos isn't playing, I think the Lightning get it done again tonight. I am going to say a 4-2 Lightning, put it that way. And
2-4.
Jay Cutler must have gotten all of Kristen Cavallari's bikini tops in the divorce because she just posed for a flaming hot topless picture
phenomenal
on a boat.
Picture.
Claire, the single life, looks good on the 33-year-old reality TV star. But absolutely an amazing photo.
Yeah, she's a smoke show.
She spoke with people about a breakup with Cutler, saying the two are still on great terms, but that just didn't work out.
I'm glad to see that the thong is making a comeback.
No real drama, no scandal.
It's almost standard.
I know.
If you walk down the beach, it's almost standard.
I'm fine with that on anybody, unlike Craig.
So, yeah, Lightning tonight, 4-2. Celtics Heat go down to the wire. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Crystal ball, what do you got for your stone cold lock of the night, Mr. 62%?
Pete just hit the nail on the head with what he just said.
Oh.
Celtics, Heat, it comes down to the end.
It always does.
It always does.
Yeah.
With that being said, my lock of the night has nothing to do with NBA. Because it's a weekend, I get all the games at my disposal.
Okay.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers as a 4-point favorite against the Houston Texans. There's your lock. There's your play right there. Lay the 4, silver and not silver and black. Black and yellow.
Black and yellow. Black
go
and yellow.
Into H-Town.
Yeah.
Get the dub by let's call it a touchdown.
Bill O'Brien in his press conference yesterday would not rule out pursuing AB. How about that? How about Miss D-Hop?
I don't think that's a bad move for them, actually.
Can't play for
It's not a bad move for them, though.
But you can't play for 5 more weeks.
Yeah, but that's
time.
Time
to do it.
Those are little details that can get ironed out eventually.
Sure. Smoothed out. All right, what is our high school football game of the week tonight?
We got Fort Myers and South, I think, or Fort Myers and North, one of the two.
Okay.
I gave you the schedule. Do you not keep that?
Hold on.
I
ask that you please bear with us. What is today's date, the 25th? Oh, we got the Fort Myers Green Wave versus the South Fort Myers Wolf Pack at 6:30. There you go. Why does it say blackout RC?
Don't worry about that. You're not supposed to read that on air.
What does that mean?
You're not supposed to read that on air.
I didn't know if it was being blacked out in some areas of Southwest Florida.
It's not. It's
okay. That's programming speak.
Yes, written consent.
Don't worry about it.
Before right. Myers football.
All right, that'll do it, everybody. That was a fun week.
Awesome,
enjoy
guys.
Enjoy your weekend. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Have a great weekend, Southwest Florida. God bless Bye. America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.